National System of Assessment of Foreign Language Proficiency. Listening Paper. The listening paper consists of 6 parts. In each part, you will hear the recording twice. In each part, there will be time for you to look at the questions before you hear the recording. You can write your answers on the test booklet. At the end of the test, you have to transfer your answers on the answer sheet. Now, look at part 1.
Part 1. You will hear some sentences. You will hear each sentence twice. Choose the best reply to each sentence. Before we begin, there is an example for you to look at.
What was her name again? What was her name again?
Now, you have 30 seconds to look at the questions.
Speaker 1.
Is it okay if my sister comes to the cinema with us? Is it okay if my sister comes to the cinema with us?
Speaker 2.
Shall we meet up at the weekend? Shall we meet up at the weekend?
Speaker 3.
I've bought you a ticket for the concert on Saturday. I've bought you a ticket for the concert on Saturday.
Speaker 4.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late.
Speaker 5.
Do you fancy going ice skating on Friday? Do you fancy going ice skating on Friday?
Speaker 6.
Shall I meet you at the station? Shall I meet you at the station?
Speaker 7.
Why don't we go for a pizza later? Why don't we go for a pizza later?
Speaker 8.
Should I invite Emily to the party? Should I invite Emily to the party?
This is the end of part 1.
Part 2. You will hear someone giving a talk. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now, we are ready to start.
Welcome to the Culture Center. We are happy to help with your study project. I see you all have notepads and pens, so I'll give you some information before the center opens. It's 9:45 now, so we still have 15 minutes before the doors open. You are welcome to use the center's computers. To log on, type in the word visitor. It doesn't matter whether that's in capitals or not. We have a limited number of computers, so please book at reception. I'm sure you will want to talk to some of our excellent teachers. We ask you not to do this in the classrooms or the staff room. They get very busy. Next to reception, there's a small cafe, and that's a good place to sit and talk. You might like to make a note of this. We now teach 7 different foreign languages and have a team of 16 language teachers. I'm sure they'll be happy to speak to you. In the next 12 months, we hope to add Mandarin Chinese, as so many millions of people speak it. There is an art exhibition opening this afternoon. You are welcome to interview the exciting young artist whose work's on show. His work is all about something I'm sure we are all interested in, friendship. You will find 2 tickets in your welcome pack. The yellow ticket is for this evening's music concert. Your teacher tells me you are keen fans of pop music, so I hope you won't be too disappointed that tonight our orchestra is playing a selection of classical pieces. The green ticket says you are invited to lunch at 12 on the 3rd floor. There's been a couple of changes. Just note that it's on the 2nd floor and lunch is at 1 o'clock. Enjoy your visit, everybody.
Listen again.
Welcome to the Culture Center. We are happy to help with your study project. I see you all have notepads and pens, so I'll give you some information before the center opens. It's 9:45 now, so we still have 15 minutes before the doors open. You are welcome to use the center's computers. To log on, type in the word visitor. It doesn't matter whether that's in capitals or not. We have a limited number of computers, so please book at reception. I'm sure you will want to talk to some of our excellent teachers. We ask you not to do this in the classrooms or the staff room. They get very busy. Next to reception, there's a small cafe, and that's a good place to sit and talk. You might like to make a note of this. We now teach 7 different foreign languages and have a team of 16 language teachers. I'm sure they'll be happy to speak to you. In the next 12 months, we hope to add Mandarin Chinese, as so many millions of people speak it. There is an art exhibition opening this afternoon. You are welcome to interview the exciting young artist whose work's on show. His work is all about something I'm sure we are all interested in, friendship. You will find 2 tickets in your welcome pack. The yellow ticket is for this evening's music concert. Your teacher tells me you are keen fans of pop music, so I hope you won't be too disappointed that tonight our orchestra is playing a selection of classical pieces. The green ticket says you are invited to lunch at 12 on the 3rd floor. There's been a couple of changes. Just note that it's on the 2nd floor and lunch is at 1 o'clock. Enjoy your visit, everybody.
This is the end of part 2.
Part 3. You will hear people speaking in different situations. Match each speaker to the place where the speaker is. You have 15 seconds to look at the questions. Now, we are ready to start.
1.
Okay, sit down and be quiet, everyone. It's good to see you all back after the Christmas holiday. Now, I don't want to worry you or anything, but this is a really important part of the year. What you learn between now and June will affect which university you go to. And that may determine your entire future. So you're going to have to work really hard, right from the start.
Listen again.
Okay, sit down and be quiet, everyone. It's good to see you all back after the Christmas holiday. Now, I don't want to worry you or anything, but this is a really important part of the year. What you learn between now and June will affect which university you go to, and that may determine your entire future. So you're going to have to work really hard, right from the start.
too.
As you all know, Tom and I go back a long way. Since we were students at university together, in fact. We've had some great times together. Lots of adventures and experiences too. We've had our ups and downs now as well. But more ups than downs, I have to say. Isn't that right, Tom? So, it's with great pleasure that I ask you all to raise your glasses in a toast to Tom and Susie on the happiest day of their lives. Tom and Susie!
Listen again.
As you all know, Tom and I go back a long way. Since we were students at university together, in fact. We've had some great times together. Lots of adventures and experiences too. We've had our ups and downs now as well. But more ups than downs, I have to say. Isn't that right, Tom? So, it's with great pleasure that I ask you all to raise your glasses in a toast to Tom and Susie on the happiest day of their lives. Tom and Susie!
3.
I'd just like to say a few words, everyone. Neil has been an important person in this company. He has organised many excellent conferences and has run his department with enthusiasm and drive. We may not always have agreed with all his ideas and initiatives, but I'm sure you'll all agree when I say we'll all miss him, especially his colleagues in marketing who dealt with him on a day-to-day basis.
Listen again.
I'd just like to say a few words, everyone. Neil has been an important person in this company. He has organised many excellent conferences and has run his department with enthusiasm and drive. We may not always have agreed with all his ideas and initiatives, but I'm sure you'll all agree when I say we'll all miss him, especially his colleagues in marketing who dealt with him on a day-to-day basis.
4.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming on this sad occasion. Diana would be so pleased to know that she had so many good friends and, indeed, so many kind relatives. I'd like to say a special thank you to those who have made long journeys to be here. Our nephews from Australia and our cousins from South Africa, who have made such an effort to be here today.
Listen again.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming on this sad occasion. Diana would be so pleased to know that she had so many good friends and, indeed, so many kind relatives. I'd like to say a special thank you to those who have made long journeys to be here, our nephews from Australia and our cousins from South Africa, who have made such an effort to be here today.
This is the end of part 3.
Part 4. You will hear someone giving a talk. Label the places on the map. There are 3 extra options which you do not need to use. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. You have 30 seconds before you listen to the recording.
Now, we are ready to start.
Now, as you're all new, I'm just going to show you a map of the hospital and point out a few key places. Let's start with the recreation centre. At the moment, we're in the main building, that's here, and if you go out of the main entrance and just along the main road to the east, you'll find the staff recreation centre. If you get ill, we do have a health centre for all registered employees, and this is directly behind the main hospital building. So if you go out of the back exit, it's just in front of you, and there's a small pharmacy next to it. I'm based here, and I have a few leaflets on things if you want to come and see me. Many of you will be doing shift work, so you might like to go to the 24-hour swimming pool and sauna. They're very close by, and it doesn't cost much money to get in. If you walk out of the front of the main building, there's a road straight ahead of you. Go down that and turn left into Thai Road. You'll see the pool entrance at the end of that road, just beyond the line of trees. We've talked about eating healthily, and there's a very useful store nearby that sells a large range of organic products and health food supplements. This is also in front of the main building, but this time you need to go beyond the turning for Thai Road, and you'll see it on the right-hand corner, directly opposite another building. Finally, if you want a healthy meal and you have very little time to get it, of course there's always the canteen inside the main building, but I would recommend a place called Jenny's Restaurant. Leave the front of the main building and head for the roundabout. When you're there, take the second turning on the left. It's just along that road before the trees. You can get a number of excellent dishes here at a reasonable price. Well, I think that's all that's really useful.
Listen again.
Now, as you're all new, I'm just going to show you a map of the hospital and point out a few key places. Let's start with the recreation centre. At the moment, we're in the main building, that's here, and if you go out of the main entrance and just along the main road to the east, you'll find the staff recreation centre. If you get ill, we do have a health centre for all registered employees, and this is directly behind the main hospital building. So if you go out of the back exit, it's just in front of you, and there's a small pharmacy next to it. I'm based here, and I have a few leaflets on things if you want to come and see me. Many of you will be doing shift work, so you might like to go to the 24-hour swimming pool and sauna. They're very close by, and it doesn't cost much money to get in. If you walk out of the front of the main building, there's a road straight ahead of you. Go down that and turn left into Thai Road. You'll see the pool entrance at the end of that road, just beyond the line of trees. We've talked about eating healthily, and there's a very useful store nearby that sells a large range of organic products and health food supplements. This is also in front of the main building, but this time you need to go beyond the turning for Thai Road, and you'll see it on the right-hand corner, directly opposite another building. Finally, if you want a healthy meal and you have very little time to get it, of course there's always the canteen inside the main building, but I would recommend a place called Jenny's Restaurant. Leave the front of the main building and head for the roundabout. When you're there, take the second turning on the left. It's just along that road before the trees. You can get a number of excellent dishes here at a reasonable price. Well, I think that's all that's really useful.
This is the end of part 4.
Part 5. You will hear 3 extracts. Choose the correct answer for each question. There are 2 questions for each extract. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. You have 30 seconds before you listen to the recording.
Now, we are ready to start.
Extract 1.
Hi, Di. Heard the news about Frank getting the sack.
Frank? The sack? Really? Are you sure? But he's been with us forever.
Yes, well, and he's been a pain forever too. I'm surprised they didn't get rid of him sooner.
What do you mean?
Well, he's hardly Mr. Popular, is he? Especially with the new boss.
Yes, you've got a point, what with all his sexist jokes all the time.
And do you remember the time he asked her to get him a cup of coffee at that first department meeting?
Do I remember? She was so angry. I think we all felt sorry for him then. But what are you suggesting? That she's got rid of him because of his sexist comments? Has he made one joke too many?
He may well have done, and it probably hasn't helped his case. But no, that's not what I'm saying. Apparently, it's come from higher up. He's really messed it up big time.
So what's he done then?
Well, apparently, he was asked to write the ad for the new receptionist, you know, after Fiona left.
But that isn't really his job, is it?
No, I don't know how he came to be writing it, actually. So anyway, he scribbles something down. He doesn't think to ask anyone to check it.
Well, he wouldn't, would he?
It gets sent to the local paper, and before anyone's seen it, it's in print and the damage is done.
Listen again.
Hi, Di. Heard the news about Frank getting the sack.
Frank? The sack? Really? Are you sure? But he's been with us forever.
Yes, well, and he's been a pain forever too. I'm surprised they didn't get rid of him sooner.
What do you mean?
Well, he's hardly Mr. Popular, is he? Especially with the new boss.
Yes, you've got a point, what with all his sexist jokes all the time.
And do you remember the time he asked her to get him a cup of coffee at that first department meeting?
Do I remember? She was so angry. I think we all felt sorry for him then. But what are you suggesting? That she's got rid of him because of his sexist comments? Has he made one joke too many?
He may well have done, and it probably hasn't helped his case. But no, that's not what I'm saying. Apparently, it's come from higher up. He's really messed it up big time.
So what's he done then?
Well, apparently, he was asked to write the ad for the new receptionist, you know, after Fiona left.
But that isn't really his job, is it?
No, I don't know how he came to be writing it, actually. So anyway, he scribbles something down. He doesn't think to ask anyone to check it.
Well, he wouldn't, would he?
It gets sent to the local paper, and before anyone's seen it, it's in print and the damage is done.
Extract 2.
We'd all like to jump into a fire, right? I don't think so. But that was how smoke jumper Carrie Franklin explained her career choice to me earlier, when I interviewed her for GBC. For those of you who don't know, smoke jumpers are firefighters who are dropped into remote and inaccessible areas to combat forest fires. Here's what Kerry told me.
Women firefighters are well suited to this kind of work. Weighing on average around 70 to 80 kilos, we're the right weight for it. If you're a lot heavier than that, you descend too fast and hit the ground hard, risking serious injury. And if you're a lot lighter and there's a strong wind, it can take your parachute and leave you a long way from your intended landing point.
You mean like in the center of the fire itself?
Yeah, that's been known to happen. Huh.
Listen again.
We'd all like to jump into a fire, right? I don't think so. But that was how smoke jumper Carrie Franklin explained her career choice to me earlier when I interviewed her for GBC. For those of you who don't know, smoke jumpers are firefighters who are dropped into remote and inaccessible areas to combat forest fires. Here's what Carrie told me.
Women firefighters are well suited to this kind of work. Weighing on average around 70 to 80 kilos, we're the right weight for it. If you're a lot heavier than that, you descend too fast and hit the ground hard, risking serious injury. And if you're a lot lighter and there's a strong wind, it can take your parachute and leave you a long way from your intended landing point.
You mean like in the center of the fire itself?
Yeah, that's been known to happen.
Huh. Extract 3.
So, let's get started. Just to reiterate, this is just an informal chat about how things are going with French lessons here at the school. From what you've said, there's not much to discuss in terms of the syllabus or equipment, and things are basically going really well.
That's right. I really enjoy teaching here.
That's good news. I notice in some classes you're even ahead of schedule, which is practically unheard of. You've mentioned a few underperforming students, though.
Well, there's only one student with major problems, but I'd like to just flag a few of them and maybe mention something to the parents. A stitch in time saves nine, sort of thing.
OK, who's first?
I'll take them in class order. 2B, Brian Jones. He's a strange sort of guy, not bad at all, and his results put him up there in the top 10% of the class. His reading and listening skills are superb.
So what's the problem with Brian?
He really has trouble paying attention. When we're in the middle of a role play, his mind will just wander and he's in a world of his own. It's not particularly disruptive, it's just that it happens pretty often.
Listen again.
So let's get started. Just to reiterate, this is just an informal chat about how things are going with French lessons here at the school. From what you've said, there's not much to discuss in terms of the syllabus or equipment, and things are basically going really well.
That's right. I really enjoy teaching here.
That's good news. I notice in some classes you're even ahead of schedule, which is practically unheard of. You've mentioned a few underperforming students, though.
Well, there's only one student with major problems, but I'd like to just flag a few of them and maybe mention something to the parents. A stitch in time saves nine, sort of thing.
OK, who's first?
I'll take them in class order. 2B, Brian Jones. He's a strange sort of guy, not bad at all, and his results put him up there in the top 10% of the class. His reading and listening skills are superb.
So what's the problem with Brian?
He really has trouble paying attention. When we're in the middle of a role play, his mind will just wander and he's in a world of his own. It's not particularly disruptive, it's just that it happens pretty often.
This is the end of part 5.
Part 6. You will hear a part of a lecture. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. Write no more than one word for each answer. You have 30 seconds before you listen to the recording.
Now, we are ready to start.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Simon Springer from City Tours. I see that we've generated quite a lot of interest. If everyone could just find a seat, I'll get started. Now, some of you might have read our brochure, in which case you won't need me. Well, no, joking aside, what I'd like to do first is to tell you a bit about us. We are an SU-approved student tour operator, which mainly covers the local area during the week and further afield at the weekend. Our service is reliable and our prices are competitive. We provide a wide range of tours, both in the UK and on the continent, but I won't be talking about the European tours today. Instead, we'll be looking at excursions closer to home. One of the most popular with the art and design department is the Cranfield Art Gallery. The building itself is a stunning piece of modern 21st century architecture designed by the great architect George Lloyd, and it's set in 5 acres of parkland 2 miles outside the city centre. Its huge windows allow in more natural light than you would normally find in a gallery. At the same time, the structure itself cleverly shields the works of art from the damaging effects of direct sunlight. So, what can you see when you're inside? On display, there are a number of paintings from well-known artists, both local and international. If you are an art lover, you'll almost certainly recognize some of the names. It boasts the celebrated Lady in the Rain, painted by the acclaimed 19th century Scottish artist George McAdams. Just a minute, there seems to be a type error in the brochure. It should read M-A-C, separate word, Adams, A-D-D-A-M-S. Sorry about that, folks. I'm sure that's the only one. There are not only portraits, but seascapes in miniature and landscapes of the local countryside, and a whole gallery devoted to modernism and abstract art. Yes?
Listen again.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Simon Springer from City Tours. I see that we've generated quite a lot of interest. If everyone could just find a seat, I'll get started. Now, some of you might have read our brochure, in which case you won't need me. Well, no, joking aside, what I'd like to do first is to tell you a bit about us. We are an SU-approved student tour operator, which mainly covers the local area during the week and further afield at the weekend. Our service is reliable and our prices are competitive. We provide a wide range of tours, both in the UK and on the continent, but I won't be talking about the European tours today. Instead, we'll be looking at excursions closer to home. One of the most popular with the Art and Design Department is the Cranfield Art Gallery. The building itself is a stunning piece of modern 21st century architecture designed by the great architect George Lloyd, and it's set in 5 acres of parkland, 2 miles outside the city centre. Its huge windows allow in more natural light than you would normally find in a gallery. At the same time, the structure itself cleverly shields the works of art from the damaging effects of direct sunlight. So, what can you see when you're inside? On display, there are a number of paintings from well-known artists, both local and international. If you are an art lover, you'll almost certainly recognize some of the names. It boasts the celebrated Lady in the Rain, painted by the acclaimed 19th century Scottish artist George McAdams. Just a minute, there seems to be a type error in the brochure. It should read M-A-C, separate word, Adams, A-D-D-A-M-S. Sorry about that, folks. I'm sure that's the only one. There are not only portraits, but seascapes in miniature and landscapes of the local countryside, and a whole gallery devoted to modernism and abstract art. Yes?
This is the end of the listening test.
Now you have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. You have 5 minutes left. You have 2 minutes left.
time is over. Hand in your answer sheets and test booklets.